Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Calder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Satan is coming out of his closet. This happened during the days after Adam and Eve, as we covered in the segment before this. And all of their progeny, except for just a few of the righteous men, as we find listed, all went the way of Cain and Satan the devil. And we have in the New Testament a prophecy of Jesus Christ about how it would be in our day before his return. He said this, "As it was in the days of Noah before the flood, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." How was it? Let's read it. Genesis 6 and verse 5. And think of it this way. When God looks down on the earth today, what does he see? He sees the same thing that they were doing back then. Why? Because human nature is the same and Satan the devil is the same. And free moral agency today is the same as it was back then. Verse 5, "And the Lord God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth." Doesn't that describe it today? All around the world, troubles and wars and droughts and famines and sickness and death and oppression and false religion and lies and misappropriation of wealth, drugs, sexual perversion, every evil under the sun. And now we have all the digital means of conveying it to the whole world. What does God look to when he sees a human being? Because God is a heart-knowing God, he can know the heart anytime he wants to. What is your heart? What do you think, God? What is the center of your life? Is it God or the world and Satan? And every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. Every single thing that human beings were thinking, all the human beings, and there must have been at least 1.5 or 2 billion people on the earth at that time before the flood. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. Now I submit to you, look at your television stations. Look at all of them. Did you know that between Netflix and Hulu, they have 80,000 movies that you can download? And the majority of them are all based on evil and lying and killing and cheating and warring and Satanism and demonism and adultery and perversion and robbery and murder. Huh. Is every imagination of people today evil? Well, look at the societies. Look at the world. Look at what's going on. It's in a condition that you have to ask the question, how come it's so wrong? We'll answer that. We find that back here in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Because God has laid this before all human beings through every generation, not just the children of Israel, but all human generations down through time. At whatever status of life, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're well-known, whether you're obscure, whether no one knows you or not, whether you're by yourself, whether you're married, whether you have children, whether you are wealthy or whether you are poor, all have free moral agency. Now, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to do like all humans do and follow Adam and Eve? Well, God gives his choice. And here's what he said to the children of Israel. And he dealt directly with them. But you know, even right in the face of God, they sinned and rejected God. What would you have done back then? Would you have followed God? Well, what are you doing today? Are you following God, really? Do you know what he has said? Do you know what Jesus has said? Do you know what the apostles have written? Do you know what the prophecies are? Do you know what the days are that we are living in today and what is happening and why it is so evil? No. So question, how do you use your free moral agency? Because that's what God is judging you on. See, because just like in the days of Noah, every thought of the imagination of the heart of all people are only evil continuously. So let's read it, Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15. Behold, I set before you. Now you put your name there. Man or woman, young or old. I set before you this day life and good, and that's the span of life that you have. Death and evil. And look how many people are choosing death and evil today. Verse 16. And then I command you, didn't we read that God commanded Adam? I command you, dress and keep the garden, and you can eat of every tree in the garden, but you can't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Huh? Okay, command. And then I command you this day to what? To love the Lord your God. Now, isn't that what Adam and Eve failed to do? What is it that you're going to do? What is the love of God? Well, we find out in 1 John the 5th chapter that this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Ha! Clear into the New Testament. It ties together with this, right? That's what God wants. Because his great plan, as you'll find in the book, from a speck of dust to a son of God, why were you born? I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways. That means in the way of God. And it's all found in the Bible. There's no question about what the way of God is. But have you read it? Do you read it? Do you believe it? Are you willing to follow it? Because it's going to judge you. Think on that for a minute. To walk in his ways, to keep his commandments. Now, what did Jesus say? The biggest lie of fake Christianity is this. And this lie comes straight from Satan the devil, because he has infiltrated the fake Christianity of this world. When they say that Jesus did away with the law and you don't have to keep his commandments, how successful has Satan been? Well, people love that. You can do as you please. Just as long as you think good thoughts and do good things and that you believe in Jesus. That's a big lie. Because it's not turning you to the real Jesus. Now, this is one of the hidden things that Satan is hiding behind. When we come to Satan coming out of his closet, it's going to be full-blown Satanism. To keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments so that you may live and multiply. Isn't that amazing? Everyone wants to live, but they don't want to live God's way. God wants to bless you if you choose it. Now notice what he says. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land where you go to possess it. And that means wherever you are. God will bless you. Remember this. The law is not a curse. Sin, which is breaking the law, is the curse. And the curse is the penalty that comes from breaking the laws of God. Let's go on. Verse 17. But if your heart turn away, free choice. What are you going to decide? What are you going to do with your life? How are you going to live your life? What do you think about God? Are you going to put him first? Are you going to obey his voice? Are you going to obey the voice of Jesus Christ? What is it that you're going to do? But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. And that's what's happened to the whole world. Even those that claim to be Christian. That is stunning to know. So he says, shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. What is the God that you worship? What deceptions do you follow? All right. So he says, verse 18, I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days on the land where you pass over Jordan to get it. Isn't that true? How many people are being cut off today? Because they want drugs. Because they want to go their own way. Because they don't believe God. And because they follow and worship Satan. Think about this. Verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. And it's still there. Against every human being on earth. With free moral agency. What are you going to do? Are you going to obey the voice of God? Or are you going to go your own way? Or are you going to follow Satan? What is it that you will do? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now, here's what God wants you to do. Therefore, choose life. And who's the one that came to bring the knowledge of eternal life? But God manifested in the flesh, who became Jesus Christ. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what God wants. Therefore, choose life so that both you and your seed may live, so that you may love the Lord your God, may obey his voice, may cleave to him, for he is your life and length of days. Think about that. Every human being lives because God has given life. How long are you going to live? That's what you choose with the way. Are you going to choose God's way? Or Satan's way? What is it that you're going to do? Let's continue on with this. Let's come to Matthew, the fourth chapter, and let's see what Jesus had to do coming under the temptation of Satan the devil, and this will tell us a lot as to what is happening in the world today as well. And how can you know and identify those who are serving Satan? So let's read it. After he was baptized by John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit, which is the power of God, led him into the wilderness. for his confrontation to be tempted by Satan the devil. Verse 1, then Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit in order to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was famished. Now, because he was God in the flesh, he had to be at the weakest possible point in his physical life before the temptation would come upon him. And what would he do? Here is the one who was creator of all human life. Now, in the form of human life, is God manifested in the flesh, having all the likeness of the things of human beings. Now, his confrontation was Satan the devil. And he didn't come and say, "Ah! There you are, Satan. I've got power over you." No, he had to choose. Would he love God? Keep his commandments. Now look at the temptations that he went through. And there's an awful lot to this. Verse 3, and when the tempter came to him, he said, "If," challenging Jesus, "you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." Why, that would have been simple as could be. And maybe the devil said, "Just think about how good it would be. Fresh bread. Aren't you hungry? Can't you smell it? Wouldn't you love to eat it? Now you're weak. You need a little strength. It wouldn't hurt. Go ahead. You have the power. Command these stones to be bread." Now let's see what Jesus answered. Verse 4. And here's the whole crux of everything concerning human beings, beginning with Adam and Eve, clear to the end of human existence. Right here. Verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." Not just by their physical foods, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Huh. Doesn't that agree with everything that we have read so far, Old Testament, and now into the New Testament? What do you do? But this tells us how Satan comes after people as well. Verse 5, then the devil took him to the holy city and set him upon the edge of the temple. That was very high, from the top of the temple down to the bottom of the brook Kidron was about 450 feet. And he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down," challenging God, deliberately tempting God, choosing to commit suicide. And notice that Satan likes to quote Scripture. "For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you, and they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Now Jesus didn't say, "Well, I know that, I'll jump off. Watch me." No. Verse 7, Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written." That's why the Bible is here. It's written. If you're not following God, it's not his fault. And if you want to follow God, you need to repent. And you need to repent of your sins, which are the transgressions of the laws of God, the very words that God has spoken. And it's recorded, right? Yes. Verse 8, and after that the devil took him to an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and as it says in Luke 4, in a moment of time. Like a big panoramic digital screen showing all the kingdoms down through history, all the people, everything, because Satan had been the god of this world, as we will see. And he said to him, all these things I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Luke 4 says, for it has been given to me. Did you know that Satan is the god of this world, and he's coming out of his closet? And the days ahead are going to be very treacherous indeed? Now, we'll get to that, but you have to know how Jesus handled this. Then Jesus said to him, begone, Satan, for it is written. Now, he's not telling Satan to worship God, because Satan won't worship God, because Satan wants to become God, but he can't. But he's got a lot of other people worshiping him, but the word of God written says this, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Now let's look at another statement. Let's come to John the 8th chapter. And this will help prepare us for what we're going to find out about Satan coming out of the closet. Because today, he's infiltrated everything. He's infiltrated all countries, all societies, all banking, all education, all government, all religion. Everything is now in the hands of Satan the devil. When Jesus came, right in the middle of his ministry, he went up to the temple, and at the temple of God, you would think that all the priests and all the Levites would be there serving God. But they weren't, because Satan had infiltrated. Satan had taken over right at the temple of God. Did you really understand that? Think about it today. There are many religions called Christian today, but they're not, because they've all been taken over by Satan the devil and promulgating his doctrines instead of God's. Let's see this. All of the religious leaders came, and they were saying, well, we're Abraham's children, and we're not born of fornication. And Jesus said, verse 40, but now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken the truth to you, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. Now notice verse 41. I want you to understand this, that unless you keep the commandments of God his way, unless you love God his way, with all your heart and all your mind, all your soul and all your being, look at what can happen. Look at what happened to the priests and the Levites at the very temple of God in Jerusalem, where he put his name. And now the one who was the Lord God of the Old Testament came, and let's see what he told them. You are doing the works of your father. Then they said to him, we've not been born of fornication. We have one father, and that is God. Therefore, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, because I proceeded forth and came from God. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me. An amazing thing, talking right to them. So then he says, why don't you understand my words, my speech? Because you cannot hear my words. Now notice verse 44. The very ones who were to represent God had gone so far out that now they were representing Satan, the devil. He said, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you desire to practice. He was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in the truth because there is no truth in him. And whenever he speaks a lie, he's speaking from his own self, for he is a liar and the father of it. And then Jesus finished by saying this, "And because I speak the truth, you do not believe me." That's exactly the way it is today. Now then, we have set the stage for opening the closet and seeing how Satan is coming out into the open. So you need our book, "Lord, What Should I Do?" as never before. And you need the other book, "From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born?" And you need the other booklet, "Why Christianity is Failing in America." And you need to understand these truths. And we have many, many Bibles and many transcript books, and we have many audios and many videos and written things that you can have, which are all based on the truth of God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.